The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on your way to court with them, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more comes from the evil one." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. When I was in high school, I was lucky enough to travel with our high school band and choir to Europe for a tour. We traveled over there for the better part of a month, month and a half. And as we were getting ready to go on this trip, we practiced, we packed, we got together, and the adults who were going with us tried to give us some good wisdom. One of the things they told us was, while you're over there, if anybody asks you where you're from, you say Canada. Apparently, Americans at the time did not have a great reputation in Europe. I'm not sure where that stands right now. And so we got over there when we were traveling, and we met people, and they asked us where we were from, and we said Canada, and they knew we were lying. Because they watched us. They looked at us. They looked at the way we spoke and the way we acted, and they knew we were not from Canada. They knew that we were Americans. They could figure it out. In today's readings, we hear first from Moses at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, as the Israelites are getting ready to travel into the Promised Land. Moses is reminding them of all of the commands and decrees that the Lord has given them, reminding them that they were once slaves in the land of Egypt, and that they were brought free out of that land through the waters into the desert to the mountain, where they received those two tablets of commands. And they received the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy as instruction on how to be the people of God, Now, an honest question for you all. Have any of you tried to read the Bible from cover to cover? How many of you stopped when you got to Leviticus? Right? Because it's law after law after law. You shall not bear the blemish on the person. You're like, what is going on here? It almost beats you down. Because it's all of these laws. But they're not just laws. They're a gift given to a people who were slaves to give them their identity. To say to these people, you were slaves in that land, and the way of life you knew was domination, power abused by those on top over those below, exploiting people, violence, and fear. That was the existence you knew. And God speaks to these people and says to them, you are going to be my people. And to show the world that you are my people, here is how you are going to be. And the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy are a beautiful gift given to those ancient Israelites to show them the kind of people they are gifted to be. That as they walk into the land that is going to become theirs, people will notice that they are different. They don't exist within the pattern that everybody else does, that pattern of domination and exploitation and violence and fear. Instead, there's a different pattern they live into, a pattern filled of openness and welcoming one another and trying to welcome the stranger and not exploit them. Moses begs the people as they're getting ready to move into the land that he doesn't get to move into them with. He begs them, remember the identity God has given you and live it. Because you know what the other identity leads to. You know what that violence and domination and pain and fear, you know what that looks like. Don't let that be you. Instead, follow the ways the Lord has for you and be a different kind of people. And in the gospel today, we hear from Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, where you hear him speaking about many of those ancient decrees and laws. And he says again and again and again and again in the Sermon on the Mount, you have heard that it was said, and he quotes one of the laws, but I tell you, and he moves in a new way. You have heard it said, don't commit murder. Anybody murder anybody this week? Good. Neither did that. But Jesus tells us, if you are angry with somebody else, if you call them a fool, it is as if you have killed them. I committed murder on the roads this week. Because there were cars that were not moving how I wanted them to move. I almost typed some very mean things on the internet this week, but I thought the thoughts. Jesus calls us to a higher standard. Because just like those rules and those decrees were given as a gift, they began to become a checklist where people would say, well, I didn't do this and I didn't do that, so I must be good enough for God to love me on my own. Jesus doesn't wipe out the laws. He elevates them. To say it is not just about your behavior, but it is about your heart. The very person that you are. When talking about murder, he says, don't hate. Don't call people fools. Don't tear people down. Instead, how do you build them up? When talking about adultery, he says, deal with the lust in yourself. The lust where we see others and try to find ways to exploit them and objectify them. How do you rip that out of your life and not live according to that? Again and again and again, throughout the Sermon on the Mount, he calls the people gathered there who are following him, and he says to them, you have heard that it was said, and that's how he followed God, but I am telling you, this is how you follow me. And in following Jesus, we are called to a different way of life. Not a way of life that conforms to the pattern of the world around us, those patterns of violence and fear and objectification and domination, using power for our own benefits. Instead, Jesus calls us to love, to serve, and look to see how we can use what we've been given for the benefit of somebody else, to raise them up, to mold ourselves into the people Jesus would call us to be. That Jesus reveals who we are, for we too have walked through the water and been washed clean. And we too have been called to follow, to show the world that there is a different way to live. Just like those ancient Israelites were called, just like the disciples were called, so are we called to live our lives in a different pattern. Not the patterns of fear and objectification and violence and domination, but patterns of love, service, giving for the sake of the other, sacrificing what we have for the benefit of someone who doesn't. Christ calls us to live in these ways. And in our moments of honestness, we realize we don't always live that way, do we? We don't always live to the extent of the law Christ calls us to follow. To love as He loved, to serve as He served, to not be filled with anger and rage and lust and violence and fear. He calls us to try. And to remember that when we fail, that there is grace for that. That just as we were washed in those waters and declared and revealed as beloved children of God, when we fail in our following, we are still beloved children of God, whom God loves. Maybe, just maybe, one of the most powerful messages we can live and show to the world is that when we fail to live as we know we live, we don't beat ourselves up over it. Instead, we are reminded that we are washed clean and tried it again. To be reminded that who we are is defined there, not by what we do. And as the love of God flows into us, it then can overflow out of us into the world around us in a different pattern, in a different way, a way that looks a lot like what Jesus talks about in the Sermon on the Mount, of giving for oneself and trying to remove those other things so that whatever we express every day of our lives, that we are beloved children of God, and so are the other people around us, in your office, at work, at home, in the mirror. Remember that we are beloved children of God, and we are called to walk as beloved children of God, not in the patterns of the world we live in, but instead in the pattern that Christ has called us to. And as we try to mold ourselves into that, be reminded that there's grace for where we feel like we don't do it well. And maybe one of the more powerful messages we get to share is that when we mess up, God still loves us. To share that message with all those we encounter, so that when people look at you, when they watch you, they will know that you are a child of God. My friends, will you pray with me? Dearest Lord Jesus, Father God, Spirit, thank you for your commands, your direction, your guidance, the gift of what you have called us to be. Help us, Lord, to be your children, to see that in ourselves and to follow as you call us to, and to have grace for ourselves when we mess up and to keep trying to live as you call us to live, to follow as you have called us to follow. Help us, Lord, to cling to your direction, to your guidance, and to live that out each and every day. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us continue in song.